Diamondbacks, for the first time in 3 weeks, finally won a series yesterday. And they didn't win yesterday, but they had the series clinched before the game even started. The Miami Marlins coming in, and as always, there are a lot of questions surrounding this team. And as always, we like to turn to Steve Gilbert.
It's because Nick Pecora wasn't available. He was a little tied up and busy, so we weren't able to get you, Nick.
Oh, wow. Steve Gilbert joining us from MLB.com and DBacks.com. You going to let him do that to you, Steve?
You know, Bernsie, it's always a pleasure to be with you on these shows. I greatly appreciate it.
I try to defend your honor.
I love talking to Steve.
Hello, Gambo.
It's always good. Steve, I really enjoyed your pitches when you were in New York with the Mets. I mean, you went to so many great spots. I enjoyed you. Yes, all those great photos, you in front of the Trump Plaza and you at the Brooklyn Bridge and in Madison Square Garden. I enjoyed seeing all those photos of you.
I said that one just for you, Gambo, so I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Something tells me there's an inside joke that none of us are in on here, but we'll do one. It's not that hard to figure it out, really. But just in case, we'll just skate right past it, move on, and talk about this D-backs team. A lot of questions about them right now, and for obvious reasons. I mean, the month of May that they've had. How much credence or stock do you put into the information overload theory, Steve, that has been floated a lot the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, I thought that was very interesting that John Rod Murphy told you guys that. I guess, you know, I lean towards the fact that when you're struggling, everything seems to be, you always seem to be overloaded no matter what's going on. And so maybe that's part of it. I know they've done some different things this year in their hitting preparation. You know, they've talked about tunneling and all kinds of, you know, more advanced type things that worked very well for guys like J.D. Martinez last year. So it's hard to get your arms around this whole thing because I can't remember, and you guys, you know, help me out here. I can't remember watching a team go from being as good as they were to being as bad as they were that quickly. It was a head scratcher. So I think everyone's kind of looking for answers and maybe that's why they're feeling overloaded with that information. Certainly, I think the front office makes a good point that they're just providing the information. You don't have to take it and you don't have to use all of it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've never seen a team play so good for you know, 30 games and then so poorly for 30 games. I mean, it's unlikely. But I've also never seen an entire team like have their worst year ever. I don't think it's a coincidence. Something's wrong. They got to figure out what it is. Is it the information? Is it the humidor? But Steve, every single guy on this team is having like the worst year of their career offensively. That's not a coincidence.
Yeah, it's a little inexplicable. I mean, I guess if you went through certain individual guys, you know, Pollock was doing well. Peralta at the time was doing very well, at least at the beginning, and Lamb is still trying to find his stroke. After being injured, and you know, we haven't even really seen Steven Souza on the field. But you're right. I mean, you guys, you know, Marte is not particularly hitting the ball well. Alex Avila, although we don't have a lot of history with him to know how he was swinging it last year, it's perplexing. The offense, while maybe not as good as it might have been early in the season, certainly should not have been as bad as it was in the month of May. It just felt like, you know, watching this team, that if the other team scored two runs, I mean, the game was over. And it's shocking. It's been shocking, look, to watch Paul Goldschmidt, who we've all seen for years and years, can just put up numbers like a metronome, struggle as much as he has for the length of time, and maybe shown signs lately here that he's kind of snapping out of it. So that'd be a big thing for their offense if he can do that.
Steve Gilbert from MLB.com, DBacks.com, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, talking Diamondbacks baseball. As best you can, and if I'm putting you on the spot here, I don't mean to, but the new hitting philosophy for the Arizona Diamondbacks, you mentioned tunneling and the information overload. At what point, and help my memory with this one, at what point did they start implementing these changes to the best of your recollection? Was it the middle of last year? Was it the late part of last year? When did they?
I think it was later last year. I think it part of it was when JD came over and, you know, he had his hitting coaches with him, and they ended up hiring one of his hitting coaches as a hitting strategist to kind of go with Dan Heron, who's their pitching strategist, to try to come up with game plans to against opposing pitchers. Of course, they keep a lot of that close to the vest, so we don't really know exactly how that preparation goes. But again, the struggles, it leads to questions. As much as I hate to agree with Gambo, it does make you wonder why, you know, everybody seems to be struggling at the same time.
And that made him smile here, Steve. I just want to let you know.
I'm sure it did.
That put
sure
a grin ear to ear on his face when you said that. I just wanted you to know.
And so I think it, you know, and then when a team struggles just in general in the standings, there's just so much that gets questioned. And keep in mind, it's so amazing that this team last year never lost more than five games in a row and only lost five games in a row one time. And this year it's been a completely different story.
Give me your thoughts on Alex Avila. They spent 2 years and $8 million on him. He right now is one of the worst offensive players in all of Major League Baseball. Torrey has told us that he's not going to run from him, but he seems to be an easy out. He's striking out at an unbelievable pace. He just doesn't seem able to help this team offensively. They're the only team in the National League carrying three catchers. I mean, are you shocked by this? Should they move on from Alex Avila now and cut their losses or try to rehabilitate him?
I think that one of the things they have to do is get John Ryan Murphy more playing time when the offense is struggling and he's producing. Listen, I know they're committed to this three-catcher thing. I know they have their reasons, and they don't always share that with us in terms of why guys catch on certain days and catch certain pitchers. I get all that. I'm not saying that they should be, you know, releasing Alex Avila right now, but certainly John Ryan Murphy deserves to play more, especially when your offense is struggling. So for me, that's an easy change, is that he has to find his way into the lineup until he shows that this hot streak he's on is not real, if he does indeed show that. Otherwise, he should be in there because he's producing. He's one of the few catchers that is producing, I understand. I guess, you know, when you asked me about the three-catcher thing, I understood it more when they had Chris Herrmann as their third catcher because he played so many different positions. And so it was okay to have a third catcher because he could play the outfield, he could play the corners and the infield. But they seem to be committed to this three-catcher thing. And one of the strengths for them all year has been their defense and their pitching. So I guess it's kind of hard to argue with that. But I totally think that John Ryan Murphy needs to get more bats behind
but
the plate.
They've been saying that for a while now. I mean, Torrey in particular has been saying that for a while now. But are we more inclined at this point to believe that we're really going to see that now from here on out?
I sure hope so for the Diamondback fans that I keep hearing from, because I agree with you. You know, listen, we sit down with him before every game, and you know, he said on the road, "Hey, I'm gonna get this guy more at bats," and you know, he's gotten a few more, but not really noticeably enough for me. And I think that certainly yesterday, it seemed like they were emphasizing he's going to get more. So I guess time will tell, but. It's something they've said, and you're right. They just haven't followed through on it just yet.
Steve, always appreciate the time. I know Gambo in particular appreciates the time, and we always look forward to having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for pinch hitting for Nick. We appreciate it.
You know, I think he's going to be on vacation for the next couple of weeks, Burnsy. So if you need me any time over the next couple of weeks, just let me know. My schedule will be clear for you.
Yeah, I appreciate us working stiffs in the middle of summer who don't have the opportunity to go fly off to Italy in the middle of June. Yes, Steve, I'll be sure to get you on the phone many, many times.
All right, guys. Take care of yourself.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.